future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host in the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from Times Square, New York City. So let's get down to business. Man, what a day we've had here. We were rolling actually to the airport from the hotel downtown, and we had to jump out. We had to get ourselves involved in the vibe here at Times Square. As you can hear, it's happening, man. It's happening place. There's a great vibe here. I'm here with Shane. Shane's the co-founder of SVK Crypto. He's one of the main guys behind the scenes here. Shane, man, how you finding New York? How you finding everything, dude? How's your time being here?
Well, first of all, Charles, it's awesome to be standing in the middle of Times Square. Excuse the background noise, the honking of the horns, the sirens, but that's just the vibe that exists in the concrete jungle known as New York, right? This is New York City, baby. In fact, we were just leaving the hotel and I'd realized that we hadn't actually executed the podcast today. So I was like, as we're going to the airport, let's stop and do it live from Times Square. So I think it's rather fitting. Our last podcast, our last review, a summary up of consensus, and we're coming right from the heart of it. And actually, we're standing outside the NASDAQ. And for the guys that know me and my previous history, being a portfolio manager and a partner of one of the largest hedge funds in Europe called Bluecrest Capital Management, I was extremely active in a lot of the NASDAQ IPOs, initial public offerings. So it's wonderful to be back in New York City at the Consensus Blockchain and Cryptocurrency event and actually looking at investing in ICOs. So I almost feel like I've gone full circle.
Oh, man. I'm just here. I'm listening to Shane, man. This place is buzzing. It's my first time in New York. It's my first time at Times Square, man. What a vibe. What a place to be.
Set the scene, Charles. Set the scene.
I'm going to set the scene, man. It's a beautiful day here. We've got people buzzing around everywhere. I don't even know what they're doing here. People are all locations. We've got taxis honking. There's traffic everywhere. It's mayhem. I'd say it's mayhem here, dude. I wouldn't want to spend too much time here and hang out here. But let's kick things off. So when we did our podcast last night, we were heading out to the Haven, kind of smaller, more boutique private investors party.
It was actually from their Jordan and Kane, which are the two partners and head guys over at Haven, wanted to bring together all the investors that backed Haven from their early private pre-seed deals. SVK Crypto were one of those investors, and it was wonderful to be actually partying out with these guys. And it's amazing how similar the Aussies are to the Irish. They like a good drink and they like a little bit of late night action. So we certainly served it up, and we were very we were definitely part of the party, right? We definitely brought it to them, but it was great to see Haven do so well. For those of you who don't know Haven, they're a stable coin which has ascent authenticating and confirmation of the assets that back up the stable coin, slightly unlike Tether. But these guys are really good, and I wasn't concerned about our holding our position. I think we're locked in for a year until I woke up this morning and realized how much we drank. And it's almost a little bit when you see the captain of the ship or the person who's flying your plane, and you realize they're more intoxicated than you. But we probably had a little bit to do with that, isn't that right, Charles?
Oh man, we were fully involved in all bad decisions that occurred last night. Yeah. I don't think they realized kind of, you know, the level of intensity we would bring to the event, right? So we've known the guys there for a little while, and we're really happy with what they're doing. They've been executing to really high standards. I know big news is coming out in the next couple of weeks for them as well. So definitely stay tuned to the Haven guys. Absolutely rocking it in Australia.
And actually, it was great to meet some of the other investors that are in that Haven pre private sale deal. Some really smart guys from Asia and from San Fran, one or two funds from New York that we met. So actually there was a lot of kind of biz dev behind the scenes of other deals that they're involved in and other deals that we're involved in. So it was a great networking event. And actually when we found out that we were invited to the Haven party, we realized it was on the rooftop of our hotel. Which was just perfect, that all we had to do was go up to the penthouse. All we had to do was go up to the rooftop bar. So, it was great to see those guys.
Well, Shane just said we were in the same building as where the party was, right? So we didn't leave the building for
long time.
For many hours. But anyway, we rocked it today. It's our last day. We wanted to get the most out of New York. We wanted to get most out of the last of the consensus guys that are around town. So we've been busy in back-to-back meetings all day, meeting everyone we can before we leave. Because what's great is everyone's in town, and you just got to make the most of it while you're here. You got to meet everyone that you can, and that's the great thing about these events, is just meeting everyone. So I've been back-to-back meetings all day, heading to the airport on a flight back to London. I mean, are you looking forward to going back to London, or you want to stay a little bit longer around New York?
I think we've been extremely well planned from getting here on Sunday night to actually leaving today. We had four meetings in our hotel today. One project that we really liked, which is very, very early stages. And I think once we get some clarity around their tokenomics and how they intend to launch their platform, I think it's definitely something that we want to share to our community. It's probably a little bit early stages yet. We also had the pleasure of meeting Matt, who is actually in our Telegram group, who is a long-term supporter of SVK Crowd. Matt's based in Hong Kong, and it was cool to hang out with him to see what he was doing. He's currently in the final stages of structuring a fund, so really nice. And then Matt hooked us up with yet again some more Israeli guys. We keep on meeting Israeli guys.
Everywhere we go, man, we meet the Israeli gang, the team. Big shout out to Yotam. Yotam's the CEO of Hilltop, which is an incubator. They're empowering blockchain innovation out of Israel, specifically Tel Aviv. They're really active over there.
Yeah, and the community manager as well. I think if you check our Telegram, both Yotam and the community manager have been added to our group. So definitely look out for those guys.
Yeah, man. And not just those guys. Everyone that we've been meeting. We've got Jackie's, the president of OneChai. OneChain, he's in the group now. You know,
OneChai is a very different place to OneChain. Yeah, believe me. I've been in OneChai and I've been in OneChain. And both are a very different experience.
Two different vibes there. But there's a similar vibe on our Telegram group. And if you haven't already, you got to join us, SVK Space Crowd. We're rocking it in there. And we've got so many cool guys, so many connected individuals on there as well.
So let me ask you a few questions. When you look back over our last 4 days in New York, what's kind of been the highlights for you, Charles? What's kind of things that kind of have stuck out? Funny moments, maybe, or people that you've met? Are any type of projects that we might have missed and we didn't get into that would have been really good, or maybe projects that are upcoming? I'd like to know.
Oh, it was great to connect with Jimmy Song once again, and it was great to hear their interaction with Joseph Lubin, one of the main guys at Consensus. They had their big bet. It's kind of gone viral now on Twitter regarding blockchain applications and is there a need or a use case for everything. I mean, that really stuck out to me because you got two really passionate guys there who have disagreed and they haven't backed down. So that's great to see. I love the vibe there, man.
Did you disclose the bet that they made? Did you see that when they'd actually talked?
I think that's still in process at the minute. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? That's going to be coming out. But Hope from XM Chain, it was great to see her. We've got a core position in XM Chain. So we've been dealing with the team there a lot. And it's kind of strange, right, in this new emerging space. You can deal with someone every single day and you never actually meet them. You deal with them on Telegram, WhatsApp, Skype, Zoom, whatever it may be. And to meet these people face-to-face was great. So I met the XM Chain team. It was great to hang out with Hope. She recently appeared on CNBC as one of the movers and shakers out in Singapore, especially for women. So she's doing a great deal, man. And XM Chain's looking really good at the minute, man. I was super, super glad we were in that really early.
When are you expecting XM Chain to actually trade?
I know a few different things here, so I want to be kind of careful what I say, right? But in the next couple of weeks, I mean, by next Tuesday, it'll be trading on a smaller type exchange. I know there's a few plans for larger listing kind of July time.
Right, well, listen, I know that it was a phenomenal supply chain problem solution project. We've known Hope from XM Chain for quite some time. I know that there was lots of guys that we speak to from lots of different groups and lots of different funds that couldn't get into that deal. So I actually feel quite privileged that we have it as a position, and I'm really interested to see how she'll deliver. It's obvious that blockchain and the ability to quantify and record massive amounts of data to be truly verified is a massive advantage for the supply chain. So I think that if she can execute what she says she will, I think it's going to be very, very beneficial for the token holders.
Absolutely. I mean, they've been really selective of who they've got involved in that, and we're really honoured that we were part of the journey, the story at the very early stages of that. One of the moments that really sticks out of my mind is going for some of the lunches we did. So yesterday we had lunch with a guy by the name of Christoph. Christoph's an absolute dude. He's an absolute mover and shaker in the space. And having lunch with him, he seems like he knows everyone, right? Like, mentioned a name, and he's got a story with him.
Listen,
including Snoop Dogg. He's a personal friend of Snoop Dogg.
Don't forget Brock, right? Hey, listen, it's cool, man. Brock says it's cool, then it's cool.
If Brock says it's cool, then it's cool, man.
So Christoph is a real pioneer of blockchain, but more importantly, decentralizing data, and more importantly, managing your own data. And he's a real pioneer, along with Brittany, who's the Cambridge Analytical whistleblower, about how individuals should own, manage, control their own data. And of course, once it's used for anything from a credit card search to an application, that person should be informed and more importantly paid. So a really big project. I think once we have that kind of finalized a little bit more, we'll know more about it. But certainly hanging out with Christoph. Just to kind of give you some detail, Christoph's a cool, stylish guy, man. He's a real cool cat, and he was walking around with a cape yesterday with a big Bitcoin symbol on it. And I think he had some previous cool attire as well. But Christoph's definitely in our gang. He's definitely in our crew. It's wonderful to spend time with him because he's got such a different angle and view on the markets. But he's a real pioneer. His heart is in the right place, man, and I'm all about that.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we really enjoyed meeting you, our community. We met so many people that listen to the podcast that are in our Telegram group over here. So I just want to say a big thank you for everyone that came up to us and introduced themselves. It was a pleasure and an honor to meet everyone out there. We really appreciate the attention you give us on our socials. We really appreciate you just connecting with everyone out there. And
well, Charles, it's interesting that you mention that, because I think over the 4/5 days, actually, we had several people come up to us because they had spotted the SVK crypto t-shirts, which was kind of interesting. Yeah. Because you go to a lot of these events, and some people are very suited and booted and look very professional. You know, other guys are rocking around with their kind of backpacks and baseball caps, and for us, especially for me, coming from a financial background, there's nothing better than rocking a pair of Nike Air Max, a pair of jeans, and an SVK crypto tee. But it was kind of funny, because as we were walking around, several people recognized Charles and from the podcast in our group. So we had taken some pictures with those guys, and we had put it in. So that's always kind of nice to, sometimes when you do all the additional grind and graft and all the hard stuff that we do in order to create the content, you put it out into the eco space, and you really don't know who's actually listening to it. So it's really nice when you start to get traction and you get some positive feedback. So anyone that's listening to this, hit us up, join our Telegram, SVK crowd, as Charles said, like, comment, share on podcasts, or join our YouTube channel. We've got some cool YouTube footage coming up as well, don't we?
Oh, dude, we got some really cool content coming up. So definitely stay tuned to our YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/SVK crypto.
I'd just like to comment on something else that just came into my mind. Wearing our SVK crypto t-shirts, we had gone out to one of the parties, which was called Moon Lambo. Crypto Moon Lambo. I don't know how we ended up at that party, but we did. And as I was rocking around, some girl came up to me and she was like, "Oi, are you Shane?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm Shane." And she's like, "We really wanted you in our deal. We really wanted you guys. Out of all the people that came and approached us, you were the wild card. You were the unknown. And we really liked what you were doing for the community in London. And it was so disappointed that we couldn't finalize the deal." That project was actually Cadena. And for people that are aware of Cadena, it's a wonderful project. It's very early stages. Cadena had originally a kind of a private pre-sale of like 2.5 million, and then they did a serious B round. So the 2.5 million was the A round. The B round was kind of for private pre-sales. I think they had about 10 investors in that round, and they had the likes of Fidelity in there. So minimum ticket size was $1 million, and you of course had to get locked up for a year. And it was just as the markets were collapsing. So when we tried to actually trim some of the positions that we had done quite well on in order to raise the capital for Kadena, it became a situation where we adversely affect our core positions, and I just couldn't push down core positions, and therefore couldn't actually get to that $1 million for Kadena. But I think that we'll be strategic partners, strategic value add partners in the future, and I think we really like Will and Monica and those guys. So it was wonderful to sit in an hour-long meeting for about 10-15 people. I posted it already in our chat, but it was wonderful to sit in a real personalized, informative meeting of what they're kind of up to. And I think we're quite privileged that we can get access to these deals at these real high levels. And when you know something like Fidelity is in there, you know you're in the right room.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, no. Where are you going? Where are you going?
I'm going to get a taxi, man. I'm going to the airport.
No, you're not going nowhere.
What are you doing?
You're not leaving. No.
Stay
don't be getting out of
taxi.
Here. Don't be getting out of here just yet.
Oh, man.
I think coming away from this, Charles, gives us yet again more and more confidence. And I always say this, you know, coming away gives us more and more confidence that the genie is out of the bottle. Pandora's box has been opened. Yeah. The amount of brands and money and industry players that we saw that are all setting up everything from digital wallets to exchanges to different types of tokens to different types of ICO research. Like, this is now becoming a powerhouse. Like, it really is. It had so much weight and gravitas to it. And everybody I met, everybody I met, and I probably have 150 business cards. I've probably got, you know, 300-400 LinkedIns. Like, everybody I met was on point. Everybody knew something that I didn't. Everybody had knowledge, everyone had experience, and everyone was committed full time to this space. So when these markets come off, and when these markets trade lower because of sentiment or because of fear or because of some other negative news that the press are churning out, you know, it's just a wonderful time to get long in size, and that's what we're going to be doing. So I really come away with lots more enthusiasm and motivation, and knowing that we're just like super on the right road, and that we just got to keep on doing what we're doing, because we're doing it right. And I think the feedback and positivity that we got was it was wonderful, man. It was a great trip. It really was.
It was great to be part of it. And the amount of serious guys entering the space as well, it's great to be part of it at these early stages and really see this grow, that our little market, our little community, our little gang is making all these noises, and everyone's trying to get involved in the space, man. They're trying to position themselves because they know it's the future.
Yeah, man, listen, everyone's invited. It's blockchain, dude. It's crypto, yeah? Everyone's invited to the party. You just got to show up, and you just got to add something, and you got to give without asking or taking. It's a real revolution, which is decentralized. And Brock says it's okay, man, so it's cool.
Yeah. Brock says it's cool. That's enough for me.
So I think I'm really looking forward to the next one. We've been invited to the blockchain conference in LA on
October.
Sorry, did I say May?
Yeah, it's October.
Sorry, October. My
I think it's 10th and the 11th, right?
The 10th of the 11th of October, we've been invited there. I think I'm going to be on a panel discussion as well, so I'm very glad that they've invited me for that.
And a trip to Tel Aviv, I'm sure, is coming, right?
Yeah, I got to go see my Israeli boys, yeah? They know what's going on.
Tell them we're coming, man.
Tell them we're coming. So, we got that. I think there's a few other things that we want to go to now that we haven't formalized. I think there's a bit of a blockchain conference in Portugal coming up, so we're going to do that. And then we're really focusing, you know, forward towards a real special day. Have you mentioned this special day on your podcast yet? Have you said anything about it?
No comment.
Do you know what? I just kind of feel that we're in New York. We've had 4 days. You know, I think we should kind of put it on the radar for people just to be aware.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
It's all about sharing. We got a massive announcement coming out on the 1st of June. something that we've been working on for many months, and it's really a combination effort from all of us. You know, Hugh, Mark, Oliver, Samuel, myself, and of course Charles Story, on how we've been, you know, really building a new fund, an external fund, and we're going to have some really positive news on who's going to be a backer, seed capital, and partner of that fund. So anyway, I won't say anything more about that now, but what I will do is remind you that June 1, check out our socials, our press release. You know, we're really super excited because we've always got to be growing and building and moving in the right direction, and this is just massive, man. This is just massive.
Mega
validation. Yeah, this is like the Big Apple. Yeah.
No messing around, man.
No messing around.
Sirius is a heart attack.
That's it, dude. Listen, I'm playing for keeps, yeah. So you got to be running with the bulls if you're hanging with me. Right. But listen, we're really happy about it. So I think on that really positive note, I think that's kind of enough for me. I don't want to see your ass for the next few days when I get back to the UK. Don't call me. Don't ring me. Don't talk to me about blockchain or some new project that you found that's going to revolutionize whatever industry you're doing. Don't pitch me on anything, Charles. Don't ask me for money. Don't bring me a bill to pay. Don't ask me how we're going to get back to the hotel. Don't ask me to make a call. Don't ask me for nothing. I'm done with you guys.
Shay can handle it, man.
I can handle it. I'm the ringleader in all this. But anyway, I think for me, I'm definitely out of here. I got to bounce. I'm going to leave you with Charles' story. He can do the wrap up. But again, wonderfully insightful, and looking forward to lots of different things. Sorry, just two more things. Major event on the 6th of June in London that we're planning. I'll let Charles just do a wrap up on that, and also another more boutique personal event that we're doing on the 29th of May, which is not that far away. So for me, I gotta bounce. I'm out of here, signing off from the Big Apple, and as we'd say in Ireland, sláinte.
Sláinte. All right, man. Sig for June. We've got an incredible lineup. We've got Patrick Larrys from Iconic Labs. He's the CEO and the founder, the mover and the shake behind there. He's going to be on our open panel discussion. We have Laurie. Laurie's a partner at Consensus. He's also going to be present on the panel. Christoph, you can meet the man himself. He's going to be flying over and being on our panel. And we've got a few other guests that we're going to be announcing the next couple of days on there as well. You can check out the links on Eventbrite, SVK Crypto. And if you need any more additional information on that, email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. Listen, that's a wrap. We got to bounce. We've got to go back to London. Go back to the office, man. Go back to Shoreditch. Go back to home, man. We've got to get back there. So listen, let's get the taxi. Taxi! That's a wrap. I've got to bounce.
Listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.